ABC Radio Australia.
Meanwhile, several Pacific governments have been forced to publicly declare that there are no cases of coronavirus yet in the Pacific, with social media, though, in overdrive with rumours. In Samoa, where many people remain on edge after the recent deadly measles crisis, the government there rejected what it said were fake claims that two students were in quarantine with the virus. But it has confirmed that two Samoan sailors who returned home at the weekend after working overseas are in quarantine as a precautionary measure only, it says, because they spent 2 days in China in transit, but they do not have coronavirus yet confirmed by Samoan officials. Similarly, in PNG, the health department was also forced to, via its Facebook page, declare that there are no cases there, and it's urging people to, quote, avoid rumours and misinformation after a Chinese man's name, his photo and other personal details were shared very widely yesterday on Facebook and in WhatsApp messenger groups with claims that he had coronavirus. PNG's national broadcaster NBC even took to its own Facebook page to urge people not to believe the posts being shared online, but to instead turn to media organisations for reliable and accurate information. But why is it that such health emergencies seem to trigger this kind of reaction? I spoke with social media expert Jopé Tarai earlier for his thoughts.
It's not a surprise considering the amount of people that are online and the active users that are across all different platforms, but also at the same time, because this is such a global issue and news organizations are sharing and talking about it. A lot more Pacific Island people are very concerned as well because we have vulnerable facilities. We are quite vulnerable in terms of our health services and even for our borders and how we are protected. So it's only understandable that more and more people are concerned and discussing this online.
And obviously there are different discussions going on, some of them quite specific to certain countries. In PNG, for example, many of the conversations have been about reports being shared by social media that a man is in the country arriving from China who people have accused him essentially of having the coronavirus. The health minister, we understand, is now coming out and saying that he's being tested, but there is no need to be fearful. Whereas in Fiji, it's slightly different. People are having conversations about the government's response and ability to handle the potential of the coronavirus coming to Fiji.
Yeah, I think for Fiji, it's a bit on that different angle. For PNG, obviously, a concern is sharing people's information online, which clearly is a violation of people's own identity and privacy for that matter. But for Fiji,
just to explain that for our listeners, so with these posts, people have actually been sharing what we would understand is an actual copy,
passport,
a photo of the man's passport with his birth, all of his details, the passport number and his photo. So as you say, a breach of his privacy.
Yeah, and that really has a lot of issues around breeding, you know, people becoming vigilantes and things like that, which obviously should be a concern for the authorities in creating a lot more widespread messages for the public to take on and to be a bit more aware and a bit more cautious about what they want to do about the issue and just to protect themselves more rather than having to attack individuals. But for Fiji's case, I think a lot more people are eager to see what the authorities are going to do with this claimed cases. And also, I think it's more important too for the authorities to advise people on what are some of the things they need to do to protect themselves, like basic sanitary products and what they can do with that, where they can get it, and some of the places that they need to be aware of, where they need to protect themselves when they're moving around in public or going through airports, what are some of the things that they can do so that it can allay the fears that's really building up.
Interesting you say that, because I do recall that Fiji's health authorities have, from probably even on Thursday last week, been speaking with the local media at least, talking about the measures that they would be introducing there, quite confident that they would be able to handle or were prepared for the coronavirus should it make its way to Fiji. So I wonder as well, because there is research that is out there that shows that often fake news, misinformation spreads much more quickly via social media than actual factual information. So perhaps people aren't actually getting this information from the official media organisations compared to this, the other sort of fake news.
I think for Fiji's case, it has really a lot to do with how people have perceived the approach of the authorities towards particular health issues. Recently, we just had the measles outbreak, and still there were quite a fair amount of concerns about how that was handled. And so I think a lot of the organizations really will have to try and overcome how things are being spread on social media. But also at the same time, I think the more messages of how people are protected will really create a little bit more ease for people that are online.